This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Headline, Nutella shortage. Yes, labor fights in France have forced the closure of the world's largest Nutella factory. The plant near Normandy produces 600,000 jars of Nutella a day, but has been shut down for a week now with angry workers keeping trucks from entering the grounds. Ah, it doesn't bother me. I don't eat Nutella. I know a lot of people who do, though. So stock up if you can get it, you Nutella nuts. Well, a new study reported in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition says chicken now is just as bad for us as red meat. At least in terms of cholesterol. They said the findings even surprised the research team, which assumed chicken was a healthier alternative to red meat. And we all just agree they're not going to be happy until we're all eating crickets. How often do you stress over money? Word out today, 25% of us worry about money all the time. Some economists are confused about all this worry because the economy is growing and unemployment is below 4%. But a closer look shows that big expenses like housing and student loans continue to rise while wages haven't jumped for many Americans in a long time, which is leading to all the hand-wringing going on out there. Well, here you go. A new study conducted by a team of Canadian researchers says dodgeball teaches kids to single out and dominate weaker students. They call the kids' game an unethical tool of oppression, because it's out of step with the larger curriculum taught to kids. What the? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This could be a knucklehead story. Florida man ended up on the losing end of a royal flush after his roommate smacked him with a plunger for leaving some unfinished business in their shared toilet. Jardin Patterson refused Diane Griffin's repeated request to flush the commode, and after getting the final warning, he flipped out, grabbed the plunger from behind the throne, and swung it at him, charged with assault. Yeah, with a toilet plunger. Mister, if it's brown, you're going down. Yeah. Speaking of royal flushes, a story about the British royal family. When Prince Charles and his wife Camilla travel, they take along their own toilet seat. The story says the royal couple's advance team goes to wherever they're going to stay and takes Charles' orthopedic bed and linens and the couple's private toilet seat. I guess so they can feel at home. You need a vacation from your phone? There are now a few travel companies that will gladly take your money to help you disconnect. For example, travel company called Off the Grid offers group trips and adventures, no phones allowed. And a number of resorts are now advertising themselves as phone-free as well. There's a growing group of people out there who are practicing something called intermittent fasting, also known as the fast diet or the 5-2 diet. They eat normally for 5 days, then fast for two, consuming just 500 to 600 calories. And according to a new study, doing this seems to help people lose weight quickly. Overweight subjects who follow the intermittent fasting plan lost 5% of their body weight in 59 days, compared to the 73 days it took those who cut calories every day. Hey, the Step in December 5K Trail Run and Kids Dash is this Saturday at Van Buren State Park, benefiting elementary kids at South Haven Public Schools. Registration is $20 for an individual, $50 for a family of five. You can sign up right now at runsignup.com. Now, this is not your typical 5K. It's a trail run through the dunes of Lake Michigan. There'll be door prizes, refreshments served as well, and all the proceeds go to South Haven Public Elementary Schools. Again, the Step in December 5K Trail Run and Kids Dash this Saturday, June 8th, Van Buren State Park. Hey, and if you're not ready to run a 5K, they also offer a dog and stroller friendly 2-mile family fun walk. Learn more about it at shps.org. Back to Florida for another knucklehead news story. 27-year-old guy arrested for allegedly throwing a corn cob at his mother's head. Police say the cob didn't hit the woman, but she was injured in the altercation. The son was charged with domestic violence. You know, I think Florida is the only state where they would run the show Cops on the Food Channel. Guy Fieri could go home to home and discuss the various assaults and call the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Domestic Disputes. That's the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Maybe a knucklehead story. Doesn't have to be from Florida. Send it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's, or leave a message on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are available on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, WCSY.com, our website. And oh yeah, Alexa, just ask Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM to play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.